Hello, my name is Brian Novoshelsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics and Total Pharmacy. Today, I'm here with Chris Schaffner, owner of Schaffner Pharmacy and Apothecary Coffee, a co-located coffee shop attached to Schaffner Pharmacy in Central Woolley, Washington. Welcome, and thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
Before getting into our discussion today, would you like to give the audience a little more background on yourself, kind of where you started, where you're from, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I graduated pharmacy school at the University of Washington back in 2007. So I've been doing this a while. I've been in community practice the entirety of my career. I ran an independent that was sold to a hospital, ran pharmacies for them. And then in 2018, I hung up my own shingle and opened Schaffner Pharmacy. And in 2022, we had the opportunity to buy an old vacant bank building in our town, which we did. And banks tend to make great pharmacies with drive-throughs, and had the opportunity to put in the coffee shop, which is something we'd wanted to do for a long time. We just didn't have the space or resources available to do it in our old location. So it's worked out great. And the coffee shop has a mind of its own, if you will. It's part of the community now, and really fun to see it grow and do its own thing.
Can you first start by telling us how the pharmacy coffee shop combination came to be?
Yeah, actually, it was an idea that a preceptor of mine had. When I was an intern in pharmacy school, he did his thesis back in pharmacy school on a concept called RX espresso. You know, coffee culture in the Northwest is kind of crazy. We've got a Starbucks on every corner, much like the rest of the country. The rest of the country has Dunkin' or you know, other chains. But the idea was just we wanted to bring the casual atmosphere that coffee provides into the clinical setting of a pharmacy. My philosophy is that relationships are the foundation of great healthcare. You know, the drugs are the same everywhere you go. The knowledge is all readily available. The thing that we can make a difference on with patients is getting to know them and having frank conversations. And coffee is just a great sort of conduit to that. It's a catalyst that lowers barriers and makes everybody more comfortable. And quite honestly, it's a great feel. You walk in, you smell coffee. People are immediately at ease. They're happy. My staff is super energetic because they get free drinks all day long. So it's been a very symbiotic relationship having the two married together.
Yeah, that's awesome. It definitely seems like a very easily mixed combination.
Yeah, if you think about it, like the pharmacy is often the sort of the cornerstone of community, and so are coffee shops. So bringing the two was great. And also it provides a tremendous boost to front end sales. You know, half the patients who come in also stop and get something at the coffee shop. And so from an economic standpoint, both businesses support each other. The pharmacy is only open Monday through Friday. So having a coffee shop in the same building that's open to, you know, on the weekend provides additional revenue. So from a cost standpoint, it makes a lot of sense, but also from just how communities respond to each one of those businesses, putting them both under the same roof has worked out really well.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned the front end of the pharmacy, because we'll dive a little bit deeper into that today. But first, before that, can you tell us a little bit about your personal journey and kind of what life experiences have led to the success of Schaffner Pharmacy and Apothecary Coffee?
Yeah, you know, I've been really blessed throughout my life to have a variety of experiences and challenges. So we opened Schaffner Pharmacy in 2018. And 2 months later, I was actually diagnosed with stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so for the first year of ownership, you know, we went through chemotherapy, we dealt with that. Knock on wood, you know, we're a little over 5 years out now.
Awesome.
But I think it was those experiences that sort of build up your resiliency and your grit, and many throughout my life, throughout pharmacy school and before that, that allow you to persevere. Because pharmacy is a tough business. I think there are far easier ways to make money than being in healthcare, far easier career fields. But the reward you get from helping patients, you know, it's what keeps you going. But you have to have a fair degree of resiliency to keep pushing through the challenges, especially on the community side, that seem to just be one after the other.
Definitely. Definitely agree with that. Going back to the coffee shop, what was your initial vision for Apothecary Coffee when it first came into fruition, and kind of how has that ultimately evolved?
So, you know, the idea is I love coffee myself. I wanted to have a specialty coffee shop without the attitude that you typically run into at some of those shops, you know, with the skinny jeans and handlebar mustaches and pretentious sort of vibe that you get. So I wanted it to be kind of like our pharmacy is, super welcoming. I wanted people to come in and be able to experience something different, to try something different, and to have an extremely high quality cup of coffee. So everything we do, it's very much like pharmacy compounding. We weigh the coffee grounds before they go into the espresso machine. And then we're looking for a specific output, you know, plus or minus a certain time frame, so that we can guarantee same similar profiles from drink to drink. So that consistency and sort of scientific process we brought into the coffee making experience at Apothecary Coffee. With that said, you know, like your initial vision is never really what comes out at the end. So our town wasn't really ready for a super high-end specialty coffee shop. So we've had to bridge that a little bit with what they've wanted with, you know, Red Bull drinks and other things for younger customers. But in general, you know, like I think all of it's been really well received, and it's a fun journey to sort of bring your vision of just a really comfortable, inviting space that has excellent products, you know, to your community so that they can enjoy it has been super rewarding.
A segue question into the more of the pharmacy side of things, but whether it's on the pharmacy or coffee shop side of the things, what would you say is one of or some of your biggest challenges kind of operating this dual business?
Staffing, for sure. I think we're all feeling that pinch. It's always a challenge, but now we have a whole nother skill set that we have to find people, you know, with experience in the coffee industry. What's interesting is almost all of our baristas are also licensed as pharmacy assistants. So since we have a drive-through window that services both businesses, they're able to seamlessly help patients of either business. And the result is that it's really, I guess it's a seamless experience for our patients and customers as they come in. You know, they get the prescription needs, they can get coffee, maybe they're just getting coffee, but that same person can help them. And so that's allowed us to maintain the efficiency that we were known for. But it's always a challenge. And the restaurant industry or the coffee industry has higher turnover in general than the pharmacy industry. So that was a bit of an adjustment. But while people are the greatest challenge, I think they're also the greatest reward. So we have all these high energy individuals who've brought great ideas for what we can have for front end sale items, for different marketing campaigns, for different events that we can attend. It's been a really great experience overall.
Yeah, I'm sure once you get the right people to really help run the business, you can breathe.
Absolutely. And I have a wonderful manager who runs the day-to-day on the coffee shop. I just can set the vision and, you know, she does all of the purchasing and the training for new employees, and all of those logistics are handled. So it takes that huge weight off my shoulders, and I can then focus on the pharmacy side, which is complicated enough.
Going into the pharmacy side of things, Schaffner Pharmacy has seen a great deal of success, especially in the past 2 years, winning Best Pharmacy in Skagit County, as well as the AlignRx Pinnacle Award. So whether it be vaccinations, community engagement, or your competitive pricing, what specific aspects of the pharmacy operations would you owe to your continued success?
Well, I don't think like pricing is really it. You know, from a third party side, everybody's price is the same. So we don't really compete on price. I think we compete on experience for patients. I think it's unique, not just in our area, but around the country in terms of, you know, the vibe that we have in here, but the lengths that our technicians and assistants go way above and beyond typical in terms of communicating with patients so that they have a good expectation of what's going to happen when they come in the pharmacy. There's no surprises. You know, if a drug's out of stock, we're communicating that and saving them the trip in. And I think it's also that our pharmacists are all excellent. And so we have a reputation with providers and patients that this is the go-to spot in the area for high quality care, even pharmacy side. And even on the medical side, we do a lot of medical billing for acute care needs, you know, testing for strep. And we have the ability to test and treat for strep and flu and urinary tract infection, yeast infection, lots of acute needs. We also do quite a bit of chronic disease management. So we have relationships with healthcare providers in the area that refer patients in, and we help their patients get to goal. So it's all of that, I think, tied into one. Our pharmacy is just known for excellence in general. And so people want to be part of that. And we're also quite active on social media. We have great involvement with our community. And I think that helps as well. When they see me out at the store, they feel like they can come up and talk to me, and it's going to be friendly. It's excellent care, but with a really personal touch. And that's been our key to success.
So really just expanding your reach, really.
Exactly.
Speaking of expanding, expanding the scope from kind of your pharmacy to more so the independent pharmacy market, with so much uncertainty and hardship in today's independent pharmacy market, What advice would you give to other independent pharmacy owners who may be struggling amidst ongoing issues within the space?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, we need to continue supporting our state and national associations because they do quite a bit of heavy lifting for us when it comes to advocating. But we ourselves still need to be really active in terms of communicating with our legislators and state and federal representatives, build relationships with them, invite them into the pharmacy, talk to them. They need to know the tremendous value that we bring to our communities, and they need to know your challenges. Whether they do something about it or not, that's up to them. But they need to at least be aware. I think we assume that everybody understands the plight that we're in as a profession, and I don't think that's a reality. I'm always surprised when students that are in pharmacy school, they're not aware of what PBMs are, what the challenges are. And if they don't know, how do we expect the general public or our state legislators to know? So continue to advocate. That's the big one. We actually had success in Washington. We just passed a PBM reform bill, was signed into law in March, and we were lucky enough that our local senator was on the state Senate floor when the vote came in, and he called me and he asked me what I thought about the bill and which way he should vote. And I gave him the synopsis and my recommendation, and he took it, and luckily it passed. And so I think that's proof that those relationships do matter. Like, we have to constantly build them and maintain them. And it's an ongoing process. As people leave office and come in office, you need to continue to work at it. The next thing I think for pharmacy owners is, get a handle on your inventory. Get a handle on your patients where in terms of sync, so you can reduce your carrying costs. Cash is king in business, so freeing up as much money and not tying it up in your inventory is probably step one. And then taking advantage of your pharmacy system to know what it can do and how it can help you, to mitigate losses, to identify opportunities, and take the best care of your patients possible.
So diving a little bit more into the front end of the pharmacy, other owners and operators may not be able to tap into a unique business opportunity like apothecary. What advice would you give to independent pharmacy owners trying to improve the front end of their business?
Yeah, I think you kind of have to see what your patients need, right? You might think they want something, and you can always try that, but just asking them, hey, what can we carry that can make your life easier? And also thinking from a pharmacy standpoint, what are you the expert at? What can you provide your community that nobody else can or can't do nearly as well? And so, from a wellness standpoint, is that supplements? Can you bring in new lines of high-end supplements that they can't find anywhere else? And it's not as simple as just having them on a shelf, right? You need to be able to talk to them and understand what patients they might benefit, and try to create extreme value for those patients. It's not enough just to have products. We have a really small front end in terms of, like Advil and Tylenol, and we have the essentials, but we're not trying to compete with the box stores on toothpaste or deodorant. Like, that's not our niche. Where our niche is high-end supplements to help you get the most out of your exercise regimen or help you lose weight or, achieve your best health. And our pharmacists can all talk about the supplements that are best suited for, helping you to sleep better or, and focus, magnesium. We have recommended lists that our pharmacists understand and can talk to each patient on of what are our three recommendations that are best for most patients. And so having that scripting available for your pharmacists, your technicians, your assistants, so that they can help every patient that walks in will help drive in sales on supplements and other items that you might carry.
Awesome. So definitely the importance of keeping yourself as an owner engaged with everyone in the community and knowing what they need, because you can't really predict what everyone's going to need.
Exactly. You need to focus, I think, on where you can have the biggest impact. And also understanding, and you have to understand what your patients need, what you can provide, and where that overlap is, and then become the expert at that. You have to really understand it so that you can teach your staff, how to talk to people. Unless you want to be the one that talks to every patient, which is great if you have the time, it's just not the reality for most owners. We have to have a way to get that message out to our staff so they can talk to patients and, be empowered to help them. And with that, come talks about, like, how can you incentivize employees to be interested in that with bonus type structures, or that's a whole nother discussion, but there's ways to do that.
I have one more final question for today, kind of, I guess, a little more fun than the other ones. What would you say is your favorite part about running your own business? Or outside of just the business operations, what is your favorite part about being an independent pharmacist?
No, absolutely. I think that's easy for me to answer. It's autonomy, especially after going through cancer. I realized the most valuable thing in my life is time. It's not money or career success. It's being able to spend time doing what I want with the people I want to do it with. And so yesterday, for example, my kids came into the pharmacy and I basically babysat for a couple hours while, my wife was off doing something else. And the ability to do that and to make my own decisions, it's priceless, because there's very few jobs where you can have that happen. You can't bring your 7-month-old strapper to you and go talk to patients, or, you know, work in the drive-thru and help. It's just being able to have my family involved and being able to spend time with them as much as possible is what I've enjoyed the most about owning my own business. And I think that's what has convinced me that going forward, no matter what I do, I think I'll have to be in business for myself to have that sort of freedom and autonomy.
That is all I have for you today. I really appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Perfect. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day.
Thank you so much.